Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and this is the fourth segment of Outlook Express. In this fourth and final segment, I will show you how to add signatures to your emails. This is done in Outlook Express by going to your Tools menu, arrowing up to Options, and pressing Enter. Then you can Control Tab until you get to the Signatures tab.
Blank. Tab. New button. Shift Tab. Signature list. List view. Zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
All okay, I'm now in my Signature tab. And the first thing you get is a list view of all your signatures. We have none. So.
Tab. New button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt plus N.
I'm going to go to New. Press my spacebar.
Space. Edit. Type in text.
Now, this gets a little bit complicated. We can either type our signature here in this edit box.
Tab. Advanced dot 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 button to active tab. OK button tab. Cancel button tab. Apply button to tab. Signatures tab. This tab. Add signatures to all outgoing messages. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space tab. Signature list list view. Sig tab. New button to add tab. Remove button to add tab. Rename button to add tab. Text radio button checked. 1 of 2. To change file radio button checked. 2 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus F. Text radio button checked.
Now you can either have it as text
down arrow, alt plus T.
That you type right here as the message signature, or you can go
file radio button checked
to file
to change the selection, press up or down
and this
arrow,
is what I like to do
arrow.
Because then you can use something like Notepad or whatever to just simply create your signature in a file and then have Outlook Express just go get that file.
Tab, edit, type in text, tab, advanced dot dot tab, browse dot 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 button.
To I'm going to tab to browse.
Space, Alt plus W. Space, open dialog, file name colon edit, shift tab, folder view list view, not selected my music, 1 to 4. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and I might not be able to.
My picture, my received file, folder view list view, not selected my documents, 1 of 3, to move to items. My computer, enter, XP home left parent, enter, folder view list view, not selected documents and set, enter, R, Opsonric, JAWS 50, Ops, documents and enter, folder view R, Rick, enter, folder view list view, not selected M, desktop, cont, desk, favorites, Rick's documents. Enter folder view list view not selected bitpom 1 of 7 I signature file
and I'm going to select signature file.
Enter options dialog signatures page browse dot 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 button to add tab OK button to activate press space bar tab cancel but tab apply button to tab signatures tab tab add signatures to all outgoing messages checkbox not checked to check press space bar alt plus o.
Now you can have these go to all outgoing messages by checking here
space checked tab don't add signatures to replies and forwards checkbox checked to clear checkmark press space bar alt
and we're
plus
telling
o.
It we don't want our signature attached to replies and forwards. You either can do this or not, that's your choice.
Tab, signature list list view, signature number 1 default signature, 1 of 1.
And there's our signature.
Arrow key. Tab, new button, tab, remove button to activate.
You can remove signatures if you want.
Tab, rename button to
you can rename it.
Tab, file radio button, tab, edit, gs backslash rick, tab, advanced dot dot tab, browse dot dot tab, ok button.
And I'm going to go to ok.
Space, Outlook Express message list list view, zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, I didn't go through creating the signature. I'll show it to you on the new message, and then I'll just briefly explain to you what you have to do to create it in Notepad. So, let's create a new message now.
Control N, new message, to colon edit, type in text, R, Ick Harmon.
And I'll send it myself.
Tab, 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 edit. Shift tab, subject colon edit, type of text. S I G N A T U R E. Space T E S T. Tab, edit. H I, comma, enter, enter, H, E, R, E, space, I, S, space, N, N, M, Y, space, N, E, dub, space, I, G, N, A, T, U, R, E, period, enter, enter, R, I, C, K, enter.
Okay, now I'm going to go up and read this message. I'm going to go to the top.
Top of file, hi.
Now listen as this message is read, and you'll see the signature at the bottom.
Hi, here is my new signature, Rick. Equals, equals, equals. Visit my webpage at www.blind-peak-zone.net. Quote, the chief handicap of the blind is not blindness, but the attitude of seeing people towards them. Quote, dash, Helen Keller, 1925.
Now, at the bottom of this message, you hear my signature file that I created. And all you do is go into notebook.
Dash, added, quote, the chief, blank, visit, blank, equals, equal, blank.
And you add whatever text you want to your signature.
Equals, equals, equals.
I put some equals to just separate it from my message. Just equal, equal, equal. You know, like a dashed line.
Blank.
And then I add a couple blank lines.
Visit my webpage at www.
And then I typed in a message here for my webpage.
Blank.
Another blank line.
Quote, the chief handicap of the blind is,
and then just a quotation that I wanted.
Attitude of seeing people dash Helen blank. Blank.
And then I simply saved that message out to my documents and went into Outlook Express, and then went into Tools and Options and into the Signatures tab. Told it I wanted to create a new signature. I tabbed around till I found the file radio button, and I selected that. Then I went to browse, and then I found my signature. I told it I wanted to have it go on all my outgoing messages, but not my replies and forwards. And then I tabbed around to OK and hit enter. And that's basically all there is to adding signatures to your messages. You can have multiple signatures for multiple accounts. I really haven't got into any of that, and I'm not real sure how to do it. You can also, if you don't want to set up a file like this, when you click on new and hear it say edit, you can simply type whatever you want right there. The reason I use the file in Notepad is just because you have more control over it and you can edit it at later times. Sometimes I'll change my messages, and all I have to do is edit that signature file. If you just type one into Outlook Express, then you're going to have to delete it and add a new one every time you want to make changes to it. So that's why I like to do it with the file. Okay, and that is pretty much all there is to signatures. And that's all I'm covering this time. This is the final segment on Outlook Express Basics. I hope all of it has been helpful to you, and you now know a little more about Outlook Express and can use it to send and receive email to all your friends online. And again, I thank you for listening.